This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Woohoo! We made it! Woohoo! Woo.
Yeah, 100 shows. We even got a nice card.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sheprick with a pass left corner, head open three for the tie. Good! Riley Head knocks down a three!
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpups.
It's over! The Bullpups have knocked off Bishop the Age! 62 McPherson, 58 the Age in overtime!
Everything happening in the sports world. And even some things not happening in the sports world.
We've got a little lemon cheesecake.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM, KBBE. Or for those of you listening online, worldwide, at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Joining me as always, the man who is bracing himself for a little humidity today out at the ballpark, the most popular man in McPherson, Mr. Steve Sell. Steve, you're glowing today. You got that
glowing?
Glow to you. Yeah, you got a glow to you.
I'm wearing black.
You've been
black.
Drinking a lot of water.
Yeah, but I'm wearing black today.
I think you got a glow to you. A good glow. You
okay.
Can tell the weekend is getting near.
Well, that's
You can tell you got some sun therapy coming.
Sun therapy. There's sun outside today. Of course, we'll be in the press box, but yeah, a little sun therapy today. That always kind of, you know, is the highlight of my day, is have a little sun therapy.
Today's a big show. I mean, they're all big shows, but today in particular is a big show. We've got a big week of McPherson I Sports, a big weekend coming up today, tomorrow. Tomorrow, we won't have a show. So we've got to cram 2 days worth of stuff into just one show.
Okay.
Which with our 33 minutes, makes it a little tough.
Yeah.
Today's a big show. We got McPherson I Sports to talk about. The Royals were in action yesterday against the Boston Red Sox.
And I wrote a column about Danny. If you read my column on midkansasonline.com today, I talk about the enigmatic Danny Duffy. And it's just, the guy just, he doesn't make any sense to me. He's got a great, you know, electric arm, but he doesn't have the mental toughness that he needs to have to be a winner. Because he's yet to win this year, and he's the so-called ace of the staff. How many aces in baseball, you know, there's 30 teams in baseball. How many aces have yet to win a game this year? I'll bet not too many.
Not too many. Also, the NBA playoffs are rolling. And our big ticket item today, we get to play a little game. My favorite, well, maybe not my favorite event, but maybe a top five sporting event for me every year is the Kentucky Derby. And that's coming up on Saturday.
And you know, when I was growing up, the Kentucky Derby and the Indy 500, those were like must-see TV. I mean, the whole world just seemed to stop and watch those events.
Fastest 2 minutes in sports.
Yeah, but now, you know, NASCAR's overtaken IndyCar. So, you know, everyone's good old boys. You know, everyone's paying attention to them. The Indy 500 isn't what it used to be. And then Kentucky Derby, there's still some interest, I think, in the Kentucky Derby.
I think there's a lot of interest
I think there's interest as long as there's a horse going for the Triple Crown. And once the Triple Crown is out the window, you know, if there's no Triple Crown for the Belmont's just another race.
But that's the good thing about the Kentucky Derby going
it's,
first.
It's the first one, yeah.
Is that there's always that hope that American Pharaoh can do it.
It's like the Masters of horse racing.
Yeah,
Masters
very similar.
A lot of pomp and circumstance.
A lot of bright colors.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of cheery, you know, cheery people. A lot of rich people. But
a lot of rich
people. Yeah, a lot of money.
A lot of rich people.
Yeah, that leaves us out.
For sure. So we'll play a little game with Steve a little bit later on. I haven't told him what the game is.
You never do.
I have a feeling Steve's going to do okay in this game, though.
Okay.
Originally, I was going to have him have a game where he had to fill in the blanks of a song.
Oh, okay.
And I think it would have been really tough.
I'm not a lyrics guy. I'm a sound guy.
That's true.
Yeah.
So we're not going to play that game. It's a different game we're going to play, but it will be fun nonetheless. Let's talk about the NBA before we dive into the Royals real quick, Steve. There was only one NBA playoff game last night, and that was the Utah Jazz taking on the Houston Rockets. And I think the general consensus throughout NBA sports media was saying, there's no way Utah wins a game.
Well, I think I call it a dog. I call it a dog of a series yesterday.
My friend Eli, he said, well, Steve said there's no chance that the Rockets lose.
Well, then he should have bet his money the other way because everyone knows. Whatever I've been told countless times, whatever I bet, everyone goes the opposite. So
it's just been an interesting playoffs so far. And I think that on the West side, especially in the second round, the opinion is this. Golden State is going to win in four. They've got Steph Curry back. They will go to New Orleans tomorrow and play game three of that series. But with a 2-0 lead, you feel pretty confident about Golden State.
99%.
But everybody, the thing that this postseason has been relying on and what people are anticipating is going to happen, Houston against Golden State.
Yep.
But that still has to get there. And the Utah Jazz are a really weird team. Because on paper, when you look at contracts and what they have done this season, the youth on the team, there's not really a superstar. And that's a loose term because Donovan Mitchell is really good.
He is.
Rudy Gobert is really good.
Donovan Mitchell
is a freak. But they don't have a James Harden. They don't have a Steph Curry or a Kevin Durant. They don't have a Russell Westbrook. Where Donovan Mitchell and some of these guys are starting to get there, maybe, and it could happen in the future, they don't have LeBron. They don't have DeRozan. What are the other two teams left? They don't have a Kyrie Irving who's hurt. They don't have a Joel Embiid. This is a team that is still getting there. And I don't think anybody expects a lot out of them, but the way that they play, which is a little slower paced than everybody else, and especially the Rockets, when they get Joe Ingles, the 6'8" left-handed Aussie, to start knocking down threes, he was 7 of 9 last night. And he might be the best three-point shooter in the NBA.
I watched a little bit of that, and I'd never even heard of Joe Ingles until last night. And Donovan, you'd been telling me about Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell is incredible.
God, he is just an absolute...
Springs.
Yeah.
The dunk that he had last night, if you haven't seen it, go to YouTube, go to ESPN, you'll find it somewhere. Donovan Mitchell does this Euro step and a slow one into the lane where he's starting to lose his momentum, throws up a shot that hits off the backboard and starts coming back down. And then Mitchell, from the floor with no step, no gather, jumps up and one-handed jams it back in. He just has freaky springs. And he is a rookie. And he is leading a team in the playoffs and has been dominant. He's 20 years old, and he's playing like a 30-year-old.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty incredible to watch this Utah Jazz team, and I'll be interested to see what happens when they go to Utah because there's still the stigma around Chris Paul teams that he's never made it to the conference finals in his career. And so I feel pretty confident the Rockets are going to win this series. But if Utah goes back home, I believe they're going to play on Friday night, and they will. Utah goes back home and wins game three.
Oh, yeah.
How do you think the people in Houston are going to start feeling?
Well, I thought, like I said, I didn't watch that much of that game last night. But what I did watch, Houston looked like all they did was walk on the court and think, you know, the game was over. They just had to play and they'd win.
Rockets fans start to panic a little bit.
Yeah, they do. And it's not like when they had the Dream. You know, the Dream would always bail them out. And James Harden bails him out quite a bit, but he didn't last night.
So that was the only game last night. Two games coming up tonight, both on the eastern side. Cleveland goes to Toronto for game two. Remember, the Cavaliers have a 1-0 series lead after winning in overtime on Monday night. Monday or Tuesday, one of those nights. And Philadelphia and Boston will play at 7:30 tonight. Boston with a 1-0 lead.
And I think Philly's kind of going to get exposed in this series.
A lot of people think this is a 7-game series.
I don't see it because I think Philadelphia needs one more really, really good player. I think they're one really good player short of being one of the elite teams. You got Joel Embiid, you got Ben Simmons, but they need one more guy.
How do you think the fans north of the border will feel if in the fourth quarter tonight they've got a tie game and LeBron is sitting at about 32 points, there's about 4 minutes left, and they're tied. Do you think people in Toronto are going to feel like they can win?
No.
And if they lose game two, it's over.
Yeah.
There's
no way Toronto wins 4 out of 5.
Are you familiar with the rapper Drake, Steve?
No.
So Drake, he's probably like people's number one rapper at this point.
Okay.
He's up there with your good friend Kanye West.
Yeah,
they're up there in terms of rappers of popularity. And Drake is from Toronto, and so he's a huge Raptors fan. You would recognize him if you saw him.
And, of course, he makes it all about himself.
And he sits on the front
row. Oh, yeah, acts like an idiot.
And he has a job with them. He's like the global ambassador or something. And he was having words with Kendrick Perkins the other day.
Perk.
It's,
love Perk.
Drake is an interesting cat. You'll see him the next time you watch a game in Toronto because he sits on the floor right next to
those
their
kind band. Of guys drive me crazy, though. They try to draw attention to themselves. They don't care about the game. All they want to
this
do is
guy for, does.
But they want people to just to see them and, you know, say, oh, there's, what's his name, Drake?
Yeah, Drake, Drake's, Drizzy.
Whatever. He's in
Casey
the,
is shaking her head
yeah,
at you right now.
Well, I'm sure she probably is. But he sits in the front row. It's almost like, why don't they just put a sign on him, say, look at me, look at me. I need attention. That's what I feel about. And, you know, that's the way Jack used to be kind of with the Lakers. But Jack's
yeah.
gotten so old that he doesn't really. And the Lakers
he's
are so.
He's got sunglasses on.
Yeah, and the Lakers are so bad, no one even cares about the Lakers anymore.
So, great weekend coming up for NBA. Royals, they will be at home starting today at 1:15 for school day at the K. But they lost yesterday in Boston. They lose 2 out of 3. They're 8-22. We talked about Danny Duffy a little bit. Steve, let's look ahead to what's coming up this weekend. Detroit, another team that the Royals can beat.
Yeah.
They've seen a lot of them this year.
Got
4
it.
Games today at 1:15. We won't carry that because we've got bullpup baseball.
Right.
We'll talk about that a little later, too. Friday at 7:15, Saturday at 3:15, and Sunday at 1:15.
And the Royals really need to.
They need two. They need four. But
I think they need 3. I mean, they've got to start putting. They've had back-to-back wins once. And we're in May. I mean,
it's hard to do.
You know, you got the Royals and Baltimore and the White Sox and the Reds are all just really, really, really bad.
Have the Marlins improved their record?
They're in double digits in wins. That's better than those other teams are
doing.
It's
hard to do.
Yeah.
With their squad.
Yeah.
Steve, let's take our first break. When we come back, it's time to talk about the event of the weekend, my favorite event, and we'll play another game with you. The Kentucky Derby coming up on Saturday from Churchill Downs in Louisville. We're back after this. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmer State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE, the horn has sounded. That means the Kentucky Derby is coming up on Saturday. Steve Sell, I know that you may not have the same interest that I do with the Kentucky Derby, but I think it's a really cool sporting event. And to me, it's one of the only events in sports, of any sport, that is still almost the exact same as it was 70 years ago. There are a lot of differences between baseball now and then. It was still a very popular sport then.
Yeah.
The NBA, I mean, there's no comparison.
Yeah.
NFL, I mean, there was no NFL 70 years ago.
Yeah.
When you look at horse racing, the times probably aren't that different from what they were then because it's still the horses. Now, they're probably a little faster. But it's an event that I think is really cool. There's just so many spectacles to it. You've got the big flowery dresses for the women with their big hats and sunglasses. The men wearing their red pants and blue shirt and the collars popped. There's just that flavor to it. Do you remember the Olympic figure skater Johnny Weir? I think that's his name.
Is that the guy with the funny hair or whatever?
He's got some funny hair. Well,
yeah.
He's always the fashion expert
okay.
on the NBC broadcast.
Okay.
And so they just, you got to watch the NBC broadcast. If you're not doing anything Saturday, you need to watch it for like 2.5 hours. They just whip around to different people. They've got
their
betting experts. They've got Johnny Weir.
What I do is I look at what the starting time is, and if they say like 5:17. I turn it on about 5:14.
The post time is 5:34.
Okay.
For Saturday. So that means that the horses will start to make their way out.
Yeah.
And then the race should start at about 5:46.
How many horses do they have this year?
Let me count. 20.
Wow.
That was really, really fast counting.
Why is it some years there's like 6 or 7, and then some years there's 20?
It just depends on the field, and there's all sorts of different automatic qualifiers. I mentioned yesterday the winner of the Arkansas Derby always gets to go to the Kentucky Derby. I always bet on that Arkansas Derby winner. Magnum Moon, my guy, coming in at 6-1. And I said yesterday the favorite is Justify at 3-1.
Is Lafitte Pinquet, or whatever his name is he still a jockey in this?
Yeah, and you know, I'm not as familiar with the jockeys.
Okay.
I know Calvin Burrell.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Yeah.
Have you looked at the lineup?
No.
Okay, good. That'll play well here in just a moment. There are just a lot of things that I love about the entrance of the Kentucky Derby. You've got the horses circling the paddock, and people are watching, and they're going, oh, that number 3, I think I got a good feeling about him.
Yeah.
They're making their last-minute bets. You hear the horn sound, and then the University of Louisville marching band comes out and plays My Old Kentucky Home.
Well, Jim Nabors doesn't sing. Is he still alive, Jim Nabors?
I don't know who Jim Nabors is.
He's the guy who used to sing My Old Kentucky Home before the Gomer Pyle.
I'll let you listen to it. Just brings a tear to my eye. All the people in the stands start tearing up a little bit. It's just a magical moment, Steve.
Kind of like One Shining Moment.
A little bit. All the people are singing My Old Kentucky Home.
Does Drake sing that?
I don't think he would do all that well
okay. With
this song.
Okay.
The young folks roll on the little cabin floor.
Well,
merry, all happy and bright. Yeah. Oh, Steve, it gets to me. That
it
one
sounds
hurts
like
my heart.
The KU alma mater or something.
It does sound a little bit like that. I was listening to that earlier this morning and had to turn on the Arkansas alma mater to make me feel a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So the game I want to play with you here today, Steve, goes along with the festivities of the Kentucky Derby. Before we talk about the game, I have one other thing I want to play. The other best part about horse racing is the play-by-play guy, because it is a very different play-by-play from what I'm doing.
Dave Anderson.
And I love listening to horse races on TV. Well, I guess watching them on TV, but listening to that guy, because it's such an interesting cadence. There are all these different distances that somewhat are made up. He's got a 4-length lead.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite races that I can remember, and this is the 2012 Kentucky Derby in the home stretch, where Bodemeister, who won the Arkansas Derby, had a big lead, and then one of the best ever horse racing names found a way to win it.
On the outside, now has moved to the second, and then down toward the outside, Creative Cause, Bodemeister. Holding on to the lead, I'll have another. On the outside is closing in. I'll have another. Colors, Bodemeister, Dullahan on the far outside. Here's the wire. I'll have another. Has won the Kentucky Derby.
I'll have another.
Yeah.
And the whole race is just going, I'll have another.
Yeah.
I'll have another.
Well,
I love it.
What I always like, back when I actually used to watch it, when I think it was Dave Anderson maybe is his name. And he'd go down the stretch they come. I just always got excited about that. Right when they hit the quarter pole.
Oh, nothing better. Okay, so the game we're going to play today, Steve, is called Kentucky Derby Racehorse or Lifetime Movie Title.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Lifetime movies?
No.
Do you know what the Lifetime Network is?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's sort of programming for adult women.
Yeah.
And the movies are always very full of drama. You
know, yeah.
Kids get abducted.
Relationships.
There's a cheating husband that comes back to kill the wife.
Yeah.
That's sort of the theme of Lifetime movies.
Okay.
That's kind of the running gag. So I've got a list here of some of the Kentucky Derby race horses for this race, as well as some Lifetime movie titles.
Okay.
And I'm going to read one off.
Okay.
And you tell me if this is a horse or if this is a movie.
All right.
Dangerous Intuition.
Movie.
You're right. It is a movie. Okay. Came out in 2013.
Okay.
What do you think that movie's about?
I have no idea.
I bet it's about a woman.
Well, it's about, sure, it's about a woman.
And that she had an intuition that something bad was going to happen.
Okay.
That's my bet. Right, okay. All right, so one for one. Good work, Steve. Blue Smoke.
Horse.
That's a movie.
Okay.
2007 came out on Lifetime TV.
Okay, all right.
Cleveland Abduction.
Movie.
You're right, it's a movie. Yeah. Two out of three. Good work. Good Magic.
Horse.
That is a horse. Look at you, Steve. Oh, yeah. This is the best game you've ever had. Three out of four. My Boy Jack.
Horse.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Lone Sailor.
Horse.
Lone Sailor. 50 to 1 odds.
Wow.
So what is that? Five out of six?
Yeah.
How about this one? Twisted Desire.
Movie.
It is a movie.
Yeah.
1996.
Yeah.
How about this one? Augusta Gone.
Horse.
Nope. That one's a movie. 2006. All right, I got one more for you. Always Dreaming.
Horse.
It is a horse.
Yeah.
You want to know the interesting fact about Always Dreaming?
Oh, I'm sure.
He won the Kentucky Derby last year.
Oh, well, see, I didn't even know that. Once you got past Secretariat and Affirmed and, you know, some of those horses, Man of War, you know, that kind of did it for me.
I mentioned yesterday on the show that I've always had a love for horse racing because sort of grew up around the track a little bit. My grandparents lived at Hot Springs, Arkansas, and they have a wonderful racetrack there, Oaklawn Racetrack. And my grandpa, he had retired early and got into horse racing and spent some time at the track. He was a partial owner of a horse at one point. And every time we would go down there, we'd go watch some races, which typically run, you know, from January, February, March at Oaklawn, a little bit into April, capped off by the big Arkansas Derby, which is a huge event there still. And my guy Smarty Jones in 2004, Arkansas Derby winner, then won the Kentucky Derby. The only other Arkansas Derby winner that has won the Derby in Kentucky in the last 15 years, American Pharoah.
Okay.
The Triple Crown winner.
Yep.
So I always bet on the Arkansas Derby winner. This year it's Magnum Moon.
And how many Triple Crown winners have there been?
Oh, boy.
Like 14?
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot for a stretch.
Yeah, there really were.
But then there was the run from, like, what, 77 until 2015 that nobody did.
Yeah.
Can you spell American Pharoah for me, Steve? I'll give you American.
You
spell
know,
Pharoah.
I'd say Pharoah.
Look at you. It's spelled differently than, like, an Egyptian pharaoh.
Okay.
And that's why it was... They always talked about that when American Pharoah won the Triple Crown. If you need some inspiration, go on YouTube and type in American Pharoah wins the Triple Crown.
I'd rather type in Secretariat wins the Triple Crown.
Yeah, that's true. That does get you jacked.
That gets me all wound up because Secretariat wins it by like 31 lengths.
All right, one more. Killing Daddy, Lifetime movie or horse?
That sounds like a movie to me.
It is a movie.
Yeah.
Steve has a great feel for Lifetime movies, despite 5 minutes ago saying, I don't know what Lifetime movies are. No Netflix, no Hulu, and no Lifetime movies for Steve Schell.
Exactly.
Pretty good stuff. So the Kentucky Derby, post time at 5:34, and the race should start at about 5:46 on Saturday afternoon. Mark your DVR, the fastest 2 minutes in sports.
Yeah.
If you're not a horse race fan and you're listening, you've got to watch.
There's so much buildup for 2 minutes.
Well, they run races all day.
Oh, yeah.
But this is the big one.
Yeah, yeah.
As they would call it in football, the granddaddy of them all.
Okay.
The run for the roses.
Keith Jackson doing it then.
I think I would enjoy listening to him do a
horse
race.
He would have been good doing it, but of course he passed away earlier this year, so that's a shame.
Let's take our final break. When we come back, we preview the big day for McPherson I Sports here on 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE. Well, we just spent about 15 minutes talking about the Kentucky Derby, so A little William Tell overture for you, Steve Sell. You big fan of that?
Oh, yeah.
This is a rendition by the Arkansas band.
Okay.
So that's why I love it a lot.
Okay.
Everybody jumps around and switches ways. They're looking at it's a great dance.
Okay.
Great dance.
Okay.
So we've got a big day of McPherson High sports today. We've had a really big week so far.
Huge.
With a couple of soccer games, league tennis. But today, another soccer game at home. That'll start at 6:30 as they take on Rose Hill. We also have regional tennis going on this afternoon, going
and
on
tomorrow.
Right now.
And tomorrow.
As well as bullpup baseball and softball.
And we will be at baseball.
And golf.
And we will be at baseball.
So we will take the air at about 3:50 today for bullpup baseball as they take on El Dorado. I'm going to talk about it during the broadcast. But this El Dorado team is one that, on paper, might seem like the perfect team to get after having a three-game losing streak. That they're 3-11. They don't really hit for average very well.
But they always play the bullpups too.
And that's the thing that's scary, that you can't look at them on papers, because this El Dorado team has played with about everybody that they've played against.
Right.
And they have a win this year over Augusta, who just beat the bullpups twice on Monday.
Right.
So I think we'll actually get two really good games today. We've already seen four games at Grant Sports Complex this year with a sweep of Andale and a sweep of Rose Hill. And if the bullpups can win both today, that's a big difference. Their record currently sits at 10-6. And being around high school baseball, every game is so important because there are not very many.
Right.
And when it comes to regionals, especially when you're sitting in the bullpups position, where you are in a spot where if you win the last four, you're likely the number one seed at regional.
And you've got two state-ranked teams in your regional.
So it's so important to win these games right now. And there is a huge difference between 14-6 and 10-10 in high school baseball.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge difference.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be three spots in a regional.
Right.
Depending on which one you're in. And looking at this year, Hayes, Buehler, those are two really good teams.
Right.
So every win is so important.
And you want to play Ulysses in that first round.
Right. And you know, the crazy thing about high school baseball is that every team can lose in the first game of regionals.
Because everybody...
But every team can win as
every
well.
Every team generally has one guy that's pretty good on the mound. That's why the first round of the regional games go pretty fast, and then the championship game seems to lag a bit.
So we will have both baseball games starting at 4 o'clock today. First game at 4, second game sometime right after 6. And then we won't have, according to Jim, tomorrow because I'll be hitting the dusty trail late tonight. Let's hope that there's no weather.
Don't think so.
Let's hope not.
Yeah.
At least not the same weather that was going on yesterday.
Which didn't really exactly live up to the hype, but thankfully.
Well, it was pretty rough in Kansas City.
Thankfully it didn't.
They had tornado warnings there.
Yeah, yeah.
I had some friends that, when I lived in Florida, they still will text me every now and then. I told some of them yesterday that we were getting tornadoes. And they were like, oh, awesome, that's so cool.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
When I was in Florida, I think I was telling you this yesterday, Steve, people were just fascinated. They were going, what are the tornadoes like? Have you ever seen one? Does it ever just come by your house? and this ranged from 22-year-olds to 60-year-olds.
Yeah.
Oh, what are those tornadoes like? And I'm like, well, I don't see them all that often, but when they do, the sky turns green, and everybody goes outside and looks up.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing of us going down there and go, oh, what are the hurricanes like? They were just fascinated.
Yeah.
So big day of bullpup sports today. I wish that we had an update from varsity tennis at regionals, but you will have everything updated tomorrow.
Exactly.
In terms of what happened on this first day, especially with the first day, I think that we have to feel pretty good that the McPherson I top six will continue to move on.
Yeah, and probably, you know, if you win your first two on the first day, you're in. So That puts you in the semi, so you're automatically, you're in. So you're on house money on Friday. So I look for all the bullpup entries to go 2-0 today. And then it'll be interesting. Of course, you know, there's singles is all together, doubles all together. It's not a number one. It's not a number two. It's one division for both. So, you know, the bullpup number two doubles team, I think that's our only concern, is the number two doubles team. And hopefully they'll get in. And remember, the higher you finish in the regional, the better seed you get for state. You
right.
don't want to finish, you know, you don't want to be the last qualifier. I think, what does they take, the top six or is it top four? I can't remember. I think it's the top six, actually.
I was thinking six.
Yeah. You don't want to be six because then
– you got to play a number one from somewhere else.
Well, yeah, and probably the second round because the number ones generally get a bye in the first round at state.
So, tennis in action today, baseball, softball, girls soccer at McPherson Stadium tonight at 6:30 against Rose Hill. We will not be broadcasting that game because we'll be over at baseball. This could be a week where the Bullpups play three games and win 30-0.
Yeah. Yeah, because Coach Adrian told me after the Augusta game, the first game of the week, he says that was probably the best of the three teams we played. So, obviously, Rose Hill not very good, and the Bullpups are really on a roll right now.
All right, Steve, before I let you get out of here, I want to give you a horse for you to root for during the Kentucky Derby. What kind of odds are you looking for this horse? Because I've got all the odds listed in front of me. Would you like a really high favorite, or would you like a long shot?
I'm big on the favorites.
So the favorite is Justify at 3-1. How about you root for Magnum Moon with me
all
6-1?
Okay.
I'll even give you Audible, the name of the horse, at 8-1.
Okay.
Root for those two, Audible and Magnum Moon.
All right.
You like that?
Sounds
and I'll give you
me.
your long shot at 50-1, Combatant.
Why isn't there a horse named Drake?
I think he could buy a horse.
Yeah. I think he could buy a whole stable.
He could buy a lot of horses.
He could buy a whole state from the money he's got.
We wrap up today's show. Again, a reminder, no show tomorrow, no Royals this afternoon. We will take the air with Bullpup Baseball at about 3:50. For Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you later this afternoon.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Four Seasons Realtors. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.